and a happy Easter to you. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning just as we are. And we ask you, Lord God, that you will open up our ears and our hearts to receive the message that you have for us personally. Lord, may you speak to us, may we hear you, and may we be transformed by your word this Easter Sunday. We ask this all in your name. Amen. There's a line in one of my favorite contemporary worship songs, and the song is called Graves into Gardens. And the line says, "You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty to ashes. You turn graves into gardens. And only you, Jesus Christ, only you can do that." And if there's ever a moment in Scripture where that truth comes alive, it is here in John 20, verse 1 to 18. All over the world today, there are Christians who have come to hear the message of Christ, who have come to hear that he is risen, that what has happened on Friday is not the end, but that it was merely for this moment, today, for us to be a resurrected people. We meet Mary Magdalene in a place many of us know too well, a place of weeping. She stands outside the tomb crying. And I can imagine that it's not just a few tears as she wipes away, but it's that deep wailing and weeping that comes from inside. It's the cry where the tears just keep flowing and flowing no matter how much you try to stop it. This is a deep, aching grief that is pouring out of her. See, Mary has lost not just a teacher, not just a leader, not just a savior, but she has lost a friend, someone who knew her. Someone who knew all the cracks and the darkness and the ugliness of her and still chose her. Someone who spoke with her and shared meals with her. Someone who changed her life and gave her hope. And now she stands there, and as far as she can see, her friend is gone. It's silly to ask this question, but have you ever been there? Have you ever stood in the aftermath of a loss, holding on to those memories? Remembering the last meal you shared? Remembering the last time they made you laugh or you made them laugh? Wondering how something so full of life, someone who was just here, could end in silence and be gone forever. Mary is weeping because to her this is a grave, a place of goodbyes, a place of never seeing a loved one again, a place of endings, a place where all the love you have for someone has nowhere to go. But what Mary doesn't realize is that this grave is not the end. This grave, like the song, is about to become a life-giving place. And so she looks in the tomb and it is empty. But Scripture says she turns and sees Jesus, but she doesn't recognize it is Jesus. Because she is overcome by grief. Her eyes are probably red, it's blurry. She does not recognize that this is Jesus in front of her. And so she assumes it's the gardener. But it is when Jesus says her name, Mary, everything changes. For scripture that mentions saw or see five times, it is in the moment where Mary recognizes him as not by sight, but by voice, by hearing. In John 10, verse 1 to 16, Jesus says, "The sheep hear the good shepherd's voice. They follow him because they know his voice." And there's something powerful about being known by name. But something even more powerful is to know exactly who is calling your name. Mary recognized the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, because she knew exactly who he was. And scripture says Mary turned to him. And I found that very odd, because she's turned twice, if you've noticed. See, Mary was facing the tomb, looking inside, and then she had a conversation with the angels. And then it says she turned to speak to the gardener. But when Jesus says her name, verse 16 says, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni, my teacher." She turned. And this turning is not the same turning as the first turning, because she wasn't facing away from Jesus, but when she heard her name, she turned towards him. This is not a literal turning, but instead she turned in her heart towards Jesus by faith. That second turning was a turning of spiritual turning. It was the moment her understanding caught up with her reality. The moment her grief gave way to revelation. The moment that victory was declared over death. The moment life and hope was restored. Death lost, the grave lost, hope was restored. And so Jesus' resurrection is a reminder to us that the ending we thought or think is permanent is actually a turning point. It is where our mourning becomes meaning, where our loss becomes life, where all the grief is transformed, and Mary is able to go back to the disciples and proclaim, "I have seen the Lord." Now, for those who did well in English, "I have seen the Lord" is still very much present tense. She saw the Lord, but she goes to the disciples and says, "I have seen the Lord." This means she's still actively in that presence of seeing God. It didn't just happen there. She takes that encounter with her. And so this is the first Easter testimony, the one declared by a woman, the one that is declared by a friend of Jesus, the one who woke up so early that morning knowing she had to be there to witness and to see that he was truly in that grave. And so this morning, I want to ask you, has Jesus called you by name? Have you been listening? Are you hearing him calling you out? And have you turned towards him? Some of us are still standing in the places of weeping. Some of us are still looking at situations we've labeled over and done and finished. Some of us are facing Jesus, but haven't yet truly seen him or heard him. But Easter reminds us he is not distant. He's not silent or finished. He is alive. And he calls us by name. And Easter is not something we just celebrate today, but it's something we celebrate and experience every day. Easter is the promise that no matter what we are going through or what the source of our pain is, the power of resurrection is available to us all. Easter, it's God's promise that love will always overcome suffering. In the first creation story, we see Eve and Adam in the garden, driven out. But in this new creation, Jesus sends Mary out of the garden rejoicing. She is sent out to tell everyone that darkness has not overcome the world, but that she has seen her rabbi, her teacher, her friend, and she now understands that she has seen the glory of God. And so this morning, just like Mary, do you remember when you encountered Jesus Christ for the first time? Do you remember how that encounter changed your life? How you started seeing and doing things differently? How that encounter brought you into the light and encouraged and pushed you to do things that you never thought you were going to do. You may have come in here this morning weeping at loss, hurt, broken, defeated, far away from God. But when you step out of those doors, I want you to leave witnessing. Just like the first time you encounter Christ, I want you to encounter the risen Christ once more. You may have come to this place in despair in your grave, but leave out here in the garden of Christ, in the renewal, in the light, in the abundance, and in the flow of Him. Encounter the risen Christ and know that death has no sting. That victory is declared over death. That resurrection is a reminder that there is hope and there's light and there's life in abundance. John 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Go out there and witness to this truth. And proclaim out there that you have seen the Lord. Amen.
Let us for a moment be silent as we reflect on the word. O Lord, let the power of your resurrection flood the world. Let all evil turn into love. All weeping and despair turn into joy. All sorrow, comfort. All violence, to peace. Remind us, dear Lord, that you came so that we may have life and have it to the full. And in your resurrection, that gift is given. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the hope that we have, the life that we received through through you and in you. Victory is ours. Amen. Thank you to Riza, Astrid. I just need to say this to you.